26 degrees, WIB Wake Up Show, October Hope and Hoops. I'm your shooter today, so you don't have anything to fear. You could probably say $100 per made basket, because I only made two the other day. It's not like Janelle Solberg and Terry Stewart with dropping in four and Caleb with five. And I'm sure Jason could drop all five. And Jason Kantz is on the line. Good morning.
Good morning. So I just have to make a correction. You said it's October Hope and Hoops.
Did I?
You meant March. Yeah, I assume you meant March Hope and Hoops.
Wow, I was thinking of your birthday month, I guess.
I guess so, exactly. which is another good reason to celebrate. So
it would be nice to just have somebody walking around you who could just correct you when you misspeak. Thank you. Okay, yeah, sometimes in broadcasting, people wonder, do you or don't you say something? And then there's the on-air and off-air. No, that's good. Wow, October, I don't know where that came from. So Andrew Peterson was mentioned yesterday. Somebody shared lyrics of his, Roseanne Moore, who's a good friend and a huge Larry Crabb lover. So, and you mentioned it was a particular album was his very best. Which one was that?
Yeah, his Burning Edge of Dawn album, which came out a few albums ago, I think, maybe 4 or 5 years ago. It's just such a raw, honest, introspective album, and it's so wonderful. My favorite Andrew Peterson song ever came from there, which is the Sower song, which is about kind of the slow growth in the Christian life and ties in verses from Isaiah, I think Isaiah 55, and it's just magnificent. So,
I'm just looking up here. The best I can tell, I can recognize Be Kind to Yourself is off of that.
But that's the only one I'm seeing
in our song collection from him that we have off of that. So
yeah, there's so many good ones. But Be Kind to Yourself, we had gone to the tour for that when we drove down to La Crosse, and I was having him sign some books for me, and I said, I think I maybe have listened to half of all of the YouTube views, which at that point was like 250,000 or something like that.
Wow.
Would Be Kind to Yourself. Because I just listened to it over and over and over again. Just such an important message.
It is, absolutely. All right, let's try to get to the devotion, Path to Wholeness, our Lenten devotion. What do we got today?
Yeah, so today's was titled God's Tattoo, and it was dealing with God's never ending, everlasting, steadfast love. And the author starts by talking about kind of the trendiness of tattoos, which I'm certainly well aware of. But it says, the Bible tells us about God's only tattoo. The prophet Isaiah describes it as he speaks of God's love for his children. I will not forget you. See, I have inscribed you on the palms of my hands. And it says, you know, God's love for us is his indelible mark. And it talks about the concept of chesed, which I know we've touched on here in the past, which is kind of God's steadfast love for his people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a good reminder that that's an indelible mark, that that's God's tattoo, that it's never going away.
That's great. No, I like the idea. So, God's tattoo is chesed. Yep. That's terrific. Our author of the day is John Piper. And have you read all of what he wrote or no?
No, I read much of what he wrote, certainly early on, and he was probably the person that really got me into reading a lot of Christian books.
Uh-huh.
I read Desiring God, I think, in 2008 or 2009, and it floored me. I mean, it was just such a powerful, powerful book. A lot of Larry Crabb's ideas about thirst come from what John Piper says about God being our highest desire. And
the idea of Christian hedonism in there. So,
right, exactly. That God is our highest pursuit, our highest pleasure. You know, and so interestingly, the final chapter in the copy that I have was dealing with suffering. And I had said to Heather right around that time, why is it that we don't suffer? And right after that, we headed into difficult adoption stuff, breast cancer. And so it was like, I don't know if I invited that or not. I mean, I don't think that's true, but
don't ask, don't pray for patience and don't ask that question. So.
Right, exactly. But, you know, I still think that's such an important concept from Piper, and it really seems to weave its way through a lot of his writings and literature, is that notion of thirst for Christ as supreme.
Yeah. So, yeah, no question. A hugely influential thinker. I think he's in his mid-70s now, and heard an interview with him recently. So, hey, thank you, Jason. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, our buddy Jason Kanz, jasonkanz.com. And good stuff this morning. It is time to hoop it up here on WWIB, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. I'm going to step away from the mic. You'll hear the music. I'll tell you as we go. But, hey, I'm in two warm-ups. Here we go. All right. The first ball. As we step up here. Ah, too hard. Well, so much for Vicky and the $5 per made basket. So, missed the first one. Oh for 2. Oh for 3. Oh for 4. All right. Well, I went over. I told you. It was just too much tension, too much pressure. So, oh for today, but hey. Better tomorrow, hopefully. And maybe they'll get a guest shooter. Well, an international flight turned out to be anything but perfect for a stowaway. Yeah, a cat somehow snuck on board while the plane was being cleaned overnight. Can happen. No one saw it until 30 minutes after the flight took off. That's when the cat ran into the cockpit and attacked the pilot.
What?
He was upset. He's like, I didn't know we were flying.
And it's just like... No, 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 I don't want to be here.
The crew tried to help, but it was no match for the furry passengers, so they turned around and landed.
Oh, Catwoman. Catwoman, will you never learn?
And Caleb, of course, this is not the first animal ruckus on a plane. A scorpion made headlines 2 years ago after stinging someone on a United Airlines flight to Atlanta.
No, thank you. Thank you. I'm good. Would rather not have animals rustling up on any of my flights.
I'm here live. I'm not a cat.
Fly safely. I can guarantee there won't be any cats on the flight if you take that trip to Greece with Rod and Lil Larson. Colette will take care of that for you. Well, with the latest pet peeve put to music as we, again, it's our tradition, Halville, here on a Wednesday morning, we say, hey, we're partway through the week. Let's take something that might frustrate you a little bit that you tell us on the WIB listener line at 396-1670, say, hey, this is a pet peeve of mine, and then we put it to song just to try and light your spirits a little bit. And this one is fodder that you provided.
Yeah, and it's something I can't wait to hear it because it is a frustrating. Frustration and ongoing one, and that is one of our two dogs, Athena, is a mini Aussie Shepherd, and she sheds. Now, she has certain times of the year, a certain time where this stretch where she sheds quite a bit, but dog hair is just continual, and I don't know about other people. I know you got the brush. I used it this morning on these blue pants to get the dog hair off, but even on Sunday, as recently as Sunday, I'm in the bathroom, and I was just like, ah! I just kind of let out a yell, like, ah! My wife's like, what is it? And she was concerned, and I'm like... I'm so sick of dog hair.
Oh,
that's okay. The lead-in for
I'm
this.
Excited for you to hear this now.
Yes.
All right, so this is for my friend Halvo. It's a pet peeve put to music. You're on a Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show.
Mark gets really bothered when canines start to shed. It's kind of hard to sleep when you have dog hair in your bed. It covers every surface, sticks to you when you get up. He now looks like the Sasquatch thanks to his poor shedding pup.
Actually, we probably could make some money off this. Here, hold still.
This time of year's traumatic, it will take time to heal. When dog hair is a garnish on the top of every meal, this falling fur is everywhere, and what's a guy to do? Try yelling like Chewbacca, cause you now look like him too.
You look like him too.
Amazing.
There you go, buddy.
Amazing what you do with a topic and... You're great.
I do
writing.
What I can, trying to bring a little joy.
That's great.
Here.
All right, you made it more tolerable, I guess. So Kat Jacoby coming in from Fierce Freedom at 8:15 this morning, and she'll be our guest shooter. And her mom, listening in Florida this morning, following Caleb's song about dog hair, says, I don't know how this hoop thing works, but I pledge $100 if you find dog hair on Catherine's person. Easiest cash you'll ever make. Thank you, Susan.
Any sort of creative pledge is awesome.
Best
Thank
pledge
you, Susan
ever.
Jacoby. Halvo. Our friend Susan Jacoby called in with the most creative Hope and Hoops pledge we've ever had.
Yeah.
And it seems like it has come to fruition.
Yeah, on the heels of the dog hair song you had as the pet peeve put to music this morning, which was brilliant,
which
at 7:45. And people will have
a cat person.
It'll be on the podcast today at whip.com, so check that out. We'll get it posted on social media. But yeah, Susan, listening in Florida, said, hey, if you find any dog hair on my daughter Kat Jacoby's person, I'll pledge $100.
We let her search herself, and what did you find?
Dog hair. Well, once I knew $100 was on the line, I was more invested. At first, I didn't have that much.
Well, first she's just like, well, I do have mink on my coat.
And I have less dog hair than usual because I knew I'd be coming into the radio studio and people could hear it.
Well, good
and
thing
you know how
that
much
you
it bothers
some.
Mark. So.
Good thing you left some.
All right, Matt and Zara, welcome in as well, too, and we'll be chatting in just a
good
moment.
To be here.
But welcome. Yes, and so Matt's up maybe
See,
a little earlier than
here's
usual.
Here's the thing. Matt and I were visiting in the lobby, and the shedding dog thing is new in the Kinzera house, too.
Yeah, we always had non-shedding dogs up until this last year when we lost a family pet. And then I think due to grief and sorrow, we just on a whim grabbed a dog and it happened to be a shedding one.
Well, Susie told me that was the one that she bonded with the most.
Yeah, well, I'm not bonding with that dog here. That's what I'm not bonding with.
All right, we'll talk more with Matt and Kat in just a moment.
Well, Kat and Matt are here from Fierce Freedom and the Night of Hope. Freedom and Hope 2021 right around the corner on Friday night.
Yeah, it's coming right up, and it's going to be at River Prairie Center. And this year, you know, we brought on Matt Kinzer and his wife Susie because they plan fabulous events for In It Together, their ministry.
Mm-hmm. We do plan
or
fabulous
their organization.
Events. Our thing, the thing that we do.
The thing that you guys got.
We like planning events, yes.
You're so good at it. So we were like, how can we make it so fun this year? And not that it's not fun every year, but so they decided that they were going to kind of take it in a really cool direction. Some of the highlights of Friday are going to be a jazz musician. Emily Watkins is going to come play jazz guitar.
Not any jazz musician. She's the
Correct.
Jazz musician. She's the best.
Yeah. So she's going to be there.
Even if you just come for that, it would be worth it.
Honestly. Even if you block out everything that I say, just come
Which
for Emily Watkins.
Isn't the worst idea.
Wow.
Just kidding.
Just listen to Matt's dulcet tones right now.
Right.
And follow what his voice is telling you.
This was supposed to just be an interview with Kat, and she invited me on simply for ear candy. It's ear candy.
I'm like, let's give him some like diversity. People always hear me. My raspy morning voice. But yeah. So we're really excited, and then... Can you tell them some more of the highlights?
Like, yeah, well, it's this Friday at 6 p.m. Of course, we have Emily Watkins, as you already mentioned. We're going to do a live auction this year instead of a
silent auction
because it's more fun when it's not silent. And so, and
then
and
it's more competitive.
Great guest speaker, Amanda Casey, who's also a staff member at Fierce Freedom, is going to be there sharing her story and sharing just how we can move forward and make a difference in our world in regards to being against human trafficking. A great meal, of course. Mm-hmm. So just a ton of great things going on.
It's both live and virtual, though. I mean, it's $40 tickets for the in-person, but $20 virtual.
Yeah, so virtual is something we've also been working on doing to make a little bit more dynamic. So we're going to be working through that. And we have equipment that actually Collective Choir is donating for the night because I'm obviously connected there too. And so basically we want it to be an experience for virtual viewers as well that can, and they can still buy tickets as well. So we really want them to feel like they're also part of the experience and getting, you know, multiple camera angles and really getting to hear the stories and seeing, you know, what we're celebrating.
And again, for those who maybe haven't heard you before, because there's always people coming in and out of the market.
Right.
So this benefits Fierce Freedom. Tell folks again, what these funds go toward.
Yeah, so these funds all go to educate and equip individuals, organizations, and communities to educate against modern-day slavery, human trafficking, and exploitation. This last year, we actually were able to expand victim programming, to bring on Amanda Casey, who is our survivor advocate. And then we also have various groups that are going on within that. So some of them are targeting psychological coercion that keeps people in the life. And so it's to sort of counteract that. So that's one program that we've expanded on. We'll talk a little bit more about that on Friday.
Very cool. And I think we have a chance for folks to win their way in as well, too. Again, it's this Friday night, benefiting Fierce Freedom, a night of hope. And speaking of hope, Kat is sticking around as our special guest shooter for the ministry here. It's Hope and Hoops, right?
I'm shooting. I thought Matt was going to shoot.
I am not shooting. Yeah, no.
Matt's just here for moral support and ear candy, as mentioned previously.
Moral support and ear candy.
Good thing I'm so athletic.
So what are we giving away here?
So we're going to be giving away two tickets to the in-person Night of Freedom and Hope.
That's all right. An $80 value, Kat. Are you sure we don't just want to give away one? That's a lot.
We're going to give away two tickets because why would you want to go by yourself?
Now, if I don't win the tickets, can I still call the organization? Can I still get a hold of you and reserve a spot there for Friday night?
Well, we can only have 100 people at the event because of social distancing. Mm-hmm. So we're getting close to being sold out.
Okay.
But yes, there are some tickets
available. There are some tickets available, but this is guaranteed.
This is guaranteed if you win them. All right, very good.
All right, so what we're going to do, everyone who texts us 715-396-1670 before 8:30, we'll give you till 8:30 in case you're driving, 715-396-1670. Just let us know you want those tickets. We'll put you in a drawing, and after the weather, we'll let you know who's going to the Night of Hope on the House supporting Fierce Freedom.